From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged all parties to remain disciplined in following the health protocols and continue to be productive in the midst of a decline in COVID-19 cases. He made the statement while receiving the Indonesian Film Festival Committee, or FFI, at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara. Meanwhile, head of the judging division of the 2021 Indonesian Film Festival, Gary Nugroho, after meeting with the president said, "Actually, the development of this declining pandemic requires discipline and productivity, following protocol, but being able to be productive with more quality work. Now, these two matters are the president's emphasis." He remarked, if community discipline and productivity go hand in hand, the post-pandemic revival will go well. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in a virtual weekly press briefing on Monday stated, this ministry participated in the handling of COVID-19 in Indonesia by preparing funds worth 298 billion rupiah. The fund is to provide room and hotel services for health workers who are on duty to treat COVID-19 patients in 7 main locations from 71 hospitals in Indonesia.
Ini ada kabar gembira bahwa program akomodasi tenaga kesehatan telah memasuki tahap akhir dan persiapan.
This is good news that the health worker accommodation program has entered the final stages and distribution preparation. So the total amount approved by the Budget Directorate General is 298 billion rupiah. And this is carried out through coordination with hospitals, the hotel industry, relevant ministries and institutions, and local governments in 7 major locations of the COVID-19 cases handling. The ministry has received applications from 71 hospitals for accommodation of 10,000 health workers with a total of almost 500,000 rooms. The facility provision of food and drink, laundry and transportation will run until the end of November 2021. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno also explained the facility procurement is one of the efforts of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to support health workers in treating COVID-19 patients in Indonesia. Besides the distribution program and government incentive assistance for all tourism and creative economy sectors are running well and on target. The ministry has also launched a health tourism program that will highlight the richness of Indonesian spices. The Indonesian government is working hard to minimize the risk of irregularities and maintain accountability for every transaction in the 2020 state budget, or APBN, which has been extraordinary. It was said by Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati during a working meeting with the Budgetary Board, or Banggar, of the House of Representatives on Monday, as quoted by Antara. She further said there is no exception for transactions for handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery, or PCPEN 2020. She emphasized, therefore, the government has continued to carry out various monitoring programs and strengthen them, even when discussing planning for program design and budget allocation. The minister explained this has been done through the involvement of the government internal supervisory apparatus, law enforcement officers, and the Supreme Audit Agency or BPK as external auditors for the government. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo has urged millennial farmers to utilize every available technology to develop their farming enterprises. As reported by Antara, Minister Syahrul, during the soft launch of a millennial farmers training program on Monday, explained that if the government wanted to sell crops back then, it has to come to Japan and enter weeks of negotiation to sell Toraja Coffee. Now it can be done in bed using phone. He opined that continuing to use old business methods in farming can cause farmers to fall behind. Limpo asserted that the agriculture sector must be pushed in order to support the national economy, considering that the sector has seen positive growth compared to other sectors during the pandemic. Now we move to the international news. New Zealand reported a slight rise in new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday, ahead of relaxing restrictions in all regions outside Auckland, its largest city. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, New Zealand detected 21 new local cases, all in Auckland, up from 20 a day earlier. Authorities on Monday said schools, offices, and businesses can reopen outside Auckland from Wednesday, but masks will remain mandatory in most public venues, while gathering will be limited to 50 people indoors and 100 in outdoors. The group of 20 rich countries agreed on Monday to step up the provision of resources to help poor countries vaccinate their population against COVID-19, but did not appear to have made any new numerical commitment. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, Italy, which holds the G20 presidency this year, said after the gathering at the Pact of Rome, where the meeting was held, included an agreement to increase financial support for poor nations and send them more vaccines. Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza, there is a political commitment to distribute vaccines to the whole world. We end the news with Britain that said on Monday it is postponing the start of post-Brexit border checks on goods going to Northern Ireland, as it seeks breathing space in its tense standoff with the European Union over trade rules. As reported by VOAnews.com on Monday, Brexit Minister David Frost said the government would continue to trade on the current basis, maintaining grace periods that the UK gave itself after splitting from the European Union's economic embrace at the end of 2020. He did not set a new end date for the grace periods, some of which had been set to finish on September 30. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Thank you. In recent days, the daily cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia have shown a decline. Yesterday, there were 4,413 new positive cases. The data is certainly relieving. President Joko Widodo said the daily cases of COVID-19 for the past 3 days had decreased. In a limited meeting on the evaluation of the implementation of Community Activities Restrictions or PPKM, with his aide via video conference from the State Palace, Jakarta on Monday, President Joko Widodo viewed that the national bed occupancy rate had also dropped to 20%. The decline is certainly encouraging news. After in recent months, the increasing number of daily cases has saddened the Indonesian people. But the most important point is that the decline in daily cases should not let the Indonesian people careless. As stated by Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuono in a press statement regarding the latest PPKM development yesterday, he reminded all parties to remain cautious in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. He added that this is the time for the Indonesian people to strengthen medical resilience. All components of the nation must be involved in strengthening medical resilience. The policies taken and implemented by the government must be fully supported by the Indonesian people in carrying out the PPKM with high discipline. The lowering of the PPKM level status in a number of regions in Indonesia must be accompanied by high discipline in implementing the set health protocols. Consciously, the Indonesian people must also take part in detection efforts to suppress the spread of COVID-19. One of them is by downloading the Peduli Lindungi application, which is used to monitor the community, mitigate and evaluate the mobility status of each individual. Public awareness to use the Peduli Lindungi application in activities in the trade, transportation, tourism, office, education and religious sectors will facilitate the tracking and handling of COVID-19. Discipline and vigilance remain the main keys to suppress the spread of COVID-19. This must be firmly entrenched in oneself, thoughts, and steps taken by every individual in Indonesia. Those are spikes in cases that occurred again in several countries, such as the United States, Britain, and Israel, does not occur in Indonesia. With the strengthening of Indonesia's medical resilience, this can also detect and prevent new variants of the COVID-19 virus, such as the MU virus. May the Indonesian people get healthier. I'll begin today in history with September 7, 1940, the birth of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid. K.H. Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, familiarly called Gus Dur, was born in Jombang, East Java, September 7, 1940. He is an Indonesian Muslim leader and political leader who became the fourth president of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. He succeeded President B.J. Habibie after being elected by the People's Consultative Assembly as a result of the 1999 general election. Abdurrahman Wahid is a former chairman of the Tanfiziyah, or executive body of the Nahdlatul Ulama, the biggest Islamic mass organization in Indonesia, and the founder of the National Awakening Party, PKB. Let's move on to September 7, 2004. Munir, an Indonesian human rights activist, dies. Munir Said Talib Al-Khatiri was born in Malang, East Java, December 8, 1964. Munir is an activist for human rights defenders in Indonesia. His last position was executive director of the Indonesian Human Rights Monitoring Institute in Parshall. While serving on the Kontras Council, his name soared as a fighter for several activists who were missing at that time. He died on a plane bound to Amsterdam, the Netherlands, September 7, 2004, at the age of 39 years. The autopsy results in the Netherlands found traces of arsenic poison in Munir's body. Munir's body was buried in Batu City Public Cemetery, Malang, East Java. Thank you. I'll end today in history with September 7, 2020, the International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies is first celebrated. The United Nations General Assembly on December 19, 2019, passed a resolution on the International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies. In a resolution, it was decided to commemorate the day every September 7th. The International Day of Clean Air for Blue Sky aims to raise public awareness about air pollution, demonstrate the close linkage between air quality and global sustainable development, promote solutions to improve air quality, and gather relevant parties to collaborate to improve air quality.
Belum sempat kulihat senyummu, belum sempat kulepas rinduku, malah kamu pergi dengan dia. Di belakangku kau mainkan aku. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit. Padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau malah mainkan aku. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit. Padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit. Padahal sebentar ku perginya tak lama, tapi kau malah selingkuh. Kau main di
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia participated in the 2021 Environment and Energy Tech, or ENTEC, exhibitions at the Busan Exhibitions and Convention Center, Bexco, Busan, South Korea, on September 1st to 3rd, 2021. In the exhibition, Indonesia showcased various Indonesian renewable energy products. Indonesia's participation in the exhibition is in efforts to increase a positive image as an environmentally friendly energy producers. At this exhibition, the Indonesian Pavilion presented seven exporters of renewable energy products. They are PT Energy Biomass Investamar, PT Niaga Indo Alam, CV Sinar Surya, Association of Indonesian Biofuel Producers, PT Antex Jaya Exim, PT Berkah Agung Semesta Jaya, PT Citra Kalpika Mas, and PT Yokobana IND. The products displayed are wood pellets, coconut charcoal, and biomass energy products. The Indonesian Pavilion is the results of collaboration between the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Busan and the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Seoul. Based on data from the Korea International Trade Association, Indonesia is the largest supplier of biomass energy raw material products derived from palm oil and its derivatives to South Korea and the world. As quoted from the Ministry of Trade.go.id, head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center ITPC Busan, Randy Putra Darmawan, said that through the INTAC 2021 exhibition, main Indonesian exporters promote renewable energy products to the people of South Korea and improve Indonesia's image as an environmentally friendly energy producer and has implemented the use of renewable energy. In the January to July 2021 period, exports of these products to South Korea reached $247 million, a significant growth of 83.5% over the same period last year. Meanwhile, its exports to the world were recorded at $17 billion in 2020. This value grew by 17% compared to the previous year. According to Randy Putra Darmawan, this proves that South Korea still needs a supply of raw materials that are processed through the application of research and technology into renewable energy products, even amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Randy Putra Darmawan does hope that Indonesian exporters can take advantage of this opportunity to expand their market and increase exports to South Korea. He also explained that participations in the international exhibition such as INTAC would create a positive image of Indonesian products. Prospective trading partners, especially South Korean importers, can see firsthand the quality of Indonesian products. According to Randy Putra, this can improve the trust and satisfaction of potential trading partners so that sustainable business cycle can be well established.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku, jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Aku punya niat yang baik, telah ku ungkapkan padamu. Kau tetap bilang pergi sana. Kamu tak mau melihat diri ini selamanya. Awas nanti jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present you Sungai Batang Tourist Village, which has entered the top 50 of the Indonesian Tourist Village Award 2021. The competition was initiated by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The selection of tourist villages is based on the assessment of the Board of Curators on 7 categories of assessment, classification of tourist villages, and completeness of data through jadesta.com site. Currently, the award jury council, along with the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, are visiting the 50 tourist villages, including Sungai Batang Tourist Village. Sungai Batang Tourist Village is located near Lake Maninjau, precisely in Tanjung Raya District, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. Sungai Batang Tourism Village has natural, cultural, historical, and religious tourism. Not only that, Sungai Batang Tourist Village is the birthplace of the Indonesian national hero, Buya Hamka. Sungai Sungai Batang Village has natural potential with a beautiful panorama of Lake Maninjau. This village also has rice fields. Located near the rice fields with calm water, you can see the cranes flying. Besides, you can enjoy a variety of typical dishes too. Sungai Batang Village is abundant with small, yellowish-white fish commodities, which are commonly called rinuang. This fish is an endemic animal of Lake Maninjau. This fish can be processed into various kinds of food and become one of the typical souvenirs of Sungai Batang Village. For those of you who want to stay overnight, there is a homestay with a typical Minang design. As the birthplace of a religious figure, Buya Hamka, Sungai Batang Tourist Village is rich in historical and religious tourism. The tomb site of Sheikh Muhammad Amrullah, the great scholar and grandfather of Buya Hamka, is a place for religious tourism to be offered. In addition, Buya Hamka Museum is also a tourist attraction that is often visited by foreign tourists. Just like the name, this museum specializes in the collection of objects left by Buya Hamka, where the building is the house where Hamka was born before moving to Padang Panjang. This museum has an architectural form like Gadang House with a gabled roof and Minang carving ornaments. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id. Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku telah tahu kita memang tak mungkin.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is hadir tidak. Hadir tidak. Following is an example of a conversation theme hadir tidak. Hadir tidak, which means present or not. Kevin and Mrs. Ayu are working from their respective homes. They are having an online meeting. Mrs. Ayu asked Kevin to find out if the director of their client's company was present at the meeting with the clients this morning or not. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pak Kevin, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak?
Ya, beliau hadir, Bu.
After listening to the conversation, here are some phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, hadir tidak. Hadir tidak, which means present or not. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Direktur. Direktur, which means director. Hadir. Hadir, which means present. Dalam rapat. Dalam rapat, which means in a meeting. Tadi pagi. Tadi pagi, which means this morning. Tidak. Tidak, which means no. Pak Kevin, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Pak Kevin, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Which means, Mr. Kevin, Mr. Director was present at the meeting this morning, wasn't he? Ya, beliau hadir, Bu. Ya, beliau hadir, Bu. Which means, yes, he was there, man. Rapat daring. Rapat daring, which means online meeting. Besok kamu akan ikut rapat daring tidak? Besok kamu akan ikut rapat daring tidak? Which means tomorrow you're going to the online meeting, aren't you? Tadi kamu ikut rapat daring tidak? Tadi kamu ikut rapat daring tidak? Which means you attended the online meeting earlier, didn't you? In the conversation you heard, Ayu asked, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Which means, the director was present at the meeting this morning, right? Questions that end with the word tidak, tidak, which means no, and with an up intonation, usually used to find out whether someone has done or does something or not, like a question stack in English. In the context of the conversation between Kevin and Ayu, Ayu wants to know whether the director of their company was present at the meeting this morning or not by asking, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak? Which means the director was present at the meeting this morning, right? If you want to know that someone will do something or not, you can use the word akan, akan, which means will, before the activity is in questions. For example, Pak Direktur akan hadir dalam rapat nanti siang tidak? Pak Direktur akan hadir dalam rapat nanti siang tidak? Which means the director will attend the meeting this afternoon, won't he? Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of an expression to find out whether someone is doing or is going to do something or not. Besok kamu akan ikut rapat daring tidak? Besok kamu akan ikut rapat daring tidak? Which means tomorrow you will join the online meeting, won't you? Sepertinya tidak. Sepertinya tidak, which means it seems not. Tadi kamu ikut rapat daring tidak? Tadi kamu ikut rapat daring tidak, which means you attended the online meeting earlier, didn't you? Tidak. Tidak, which means no. Apakah tadi kamu ikut rapat daring? Apakah tadi kamu ikut rapat daring, which means that you take part in an online meeting? Tidak. Tidak, which means no. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesians today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Pak Kevin, Pak Direktur hadir dalam rapat tadi pagi tidak?
Ya, beliau hadir, Bu.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic hadir tidak. Hadir tidak, which means presence or not. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Yang ku butuhkan waktu bicara, saling mengingat janji cinta kita. Lelah aku merasa selalu mengalah, semakin lama kau tak menentu arah. Bantu aku temukan jalan tengahnya, mau ku memelukmu selamanya. Rumitnya cinta ini, sejak dirimu sibuk dengan yang lain. Ku butuh sedikit waktu luangmu, berdua mengingat indah komitmen kita.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Burung Putih by Siska Armiza. This song has been popularized by many singers, such as Asmi Dar Darwis, Pak Ngah Suhardi, and M. Daud Kilau. Then, in 2020, it was repopularized by Siska Armiza with the Malay music group Salim Violin. The song Burung Putih consists of rhymes and tells about the pain of being separated from a lover. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Burung Putih by Siska Armiza. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.